Hello, thank you for calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
Hello, this is Lamaya. I have a potential claimant on the line for Roundup. His name is Kenneth, last name Duncan. Is he ready for transfer?
Yep, go ahead and transfer. Hey, Kenneth, how are you doing today?
All right.
My name's Harold, and I'll be able to assist you here further. I do just want to let you know we are on a recorded line just for quality assurance purposes. And I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claims?
No.
No. And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Can I ask you, did you spray Roundup?
You said, do I spray it?
Or did you spray it in the past?
Yes, I did in the past.
Were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Say it again.
Were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yeah.
I'm sorry to hear that. Can I ask you how many years did you spray Roundup?
Was like 9 years from January 2013 to April 2022.
When were you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Say it again.
When were you diagnosed with the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
May 2022.
Would you say throughout those 9 years you sprayed it at least 10 separate times?
Yes, I spray it twice a month.
About twice a month. And did you spray it at
Yeah.
least a year before you were diagnosed?
A year before I was diagnosed, yes.
And then how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
36.
Have you had more than one diagnosis of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or was it only the one?
Was one.
Only the one? Gotcha. Okay. And now, did you spray for work purposes, or was it at home?
Got spray on my lawn.
Gotcha. Okay. So it's for home purposes. Could I get that property address that you sprayed?
Yes. It's 5532 Goodwood Way, Norcross, Georgia. 30071.
That was Norcross, Norcross.
Yeah.
And that was Goodwick Way.
Yes.
Appreciate that. Is it Northwest at the end?
Yes.
Okay. And then, do you know of any other neighbors or anyone else who sprayed the spray?
I'm not sure.
Not too sure. Okay. And then, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, hepatitis B, hepatitis C?
No.
Did you ever have an autoimmune disease, an organ transplant?
Oh, huh. What'd you say again?
Have you ever had an organ transplant or an autoimmune disease?
No.
No. Have you ever had Epstein-Barr lupus?
No.
Have you ever had arthritis or diabetes?
No.
And then, did you have any other cancer, or is there any family history of cancer?
No.
Gotcha. And then you spell your name Kenneth.
Yeah.
And then last name Duncan. Could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
That again?
Could you confirm your gender for me?
Your phone's going in and out.
Oh, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. What you said?
Could you confirm your gender for me?
Oh, male?
And are you married?
No.
And now for your date of birth.
8/9/1986.
And now for your social.
505-174-7888.
Okay. And then how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your injuries?
Say it again.
How did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your injuries?
Roundup and my injuries.
Right. So how did you first learn that?
My chest was hurting.
Gotcha.
I have a chest pain. And I had my bone pain, and I have a bone pain and trouble breathing with night sweats.
And then you kind of went to the doctors, and that's when they said, you know, they kind of told you everything.
Yeah.
Gotcha. That was back in 2022.
Yes.
And then how tall are you and how much do you weigh?
I'm 5'11". I weigh probably like about 150 now.
And what's the best email address for you?
KennethDuncan447@gmail.com.
Gotcha. And then the 470-805-7385, that's the best phone number for you?
Yeah.
All right. And then you said you use it about 2 times a month, and then you did spray in 1 full year prior to you being diagnosed. You said you started in 2013, and then you stopped in 2022?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you use any protective gear?
No.
Oh, gotcha. And then you only used it in Georgia?
Yeah, no, I use it in my Montgomery too.
Gotcha. Okay. Was it the main usage? Was it in Georgia?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And then you sprayed it about 2 times a month. Let's see here, and that was for 9 years. So you roughly sprayed it around 260 times in your life. Would you say that's accurate?
Say it again.
You roughly sprayed it around 216 times in your life. Would you say that's accurate?
9 years. I think they probably sprayed it more than that.
Gotcha. Okay. Gotcha. That property that you sprayed it at, was it near a water well?
A water well?
Correct.
No.
No. So you got city water.
Do I got what?
Your water is from the city?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. And then have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
Say it again.
Have you been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
I'm going in and out again.
Oh, can you hear me now? Is it better now?
Yeah, I can hear you now. What's that?
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
No.
Nope. And then did you use a concentrated or premix?
Concentrated.
And then where would you go to buy it?
Home Depot.
Do you still have any Roundup in your possession or any receipts?
I don't have the Roundup nowhere around me.
Okay. Gotcha. Got rid of everything.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay. And then have you ever smoked?
Yes.
How long
have you? I used to, a long time ago.
How many years?
Like 3.
About 3 years. Gotcha. And then are you currently employed?
Yeah.
And then who's your current employer?
Ryerson. R-Y-E-R-S-O-N.
Gotcha. And then what's the address?
Say it again.
The address?
It's 4400 Peachtree.
Industrial Boulevard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. And then what's your job title here?
Say it again.
Your job title?
Oh, machine operator.
Perfect. And then have you lost any time from work because of any surgeries?
No, I just started this job like probably 2 years ago.
Gotcha. Okay. And then have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No.
Have you filed disability or workers' comp?
No.
Have you ever filed bankruptcy?
No.
Have you ever been convicted of a crime?
A long time ago.
Okay. And then what was that?
For marijuana.
Gotcha. And now, what hospital diagnosed you?
It was Northside Hospital.
That's the one in Lawrenceville?
Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta?
It's on Johnson Ferry Road.
Gotcha. Appreciate that. Do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Yes, it's Mr. Wilfred Williams.
Williams last name?
Mm-hmm.
And then how has the lymphoma impacted you?
Say it again.
How has the lymphoma impacted you?
I'm just having trouble breathing now and bone pain. Sweating at night. It's hard sleeping, really.
Do you remember a date of your surgery or any treatments for chemo?
It was May the 19th, 2022.
Gotcha. And then, do you have the medical records that show your diagnosis?
The hospital has them.
Perfect. And then, what is your current property address now?
1236 DeFalls Parkway.
Duluth, Georgia?
Yeah, Duluth.
Duluth, 3009. Perfect. And now I do request emergency contact. Kenneth, God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure someone in your family receives the money. Who would you like to put down as your emergency contact?
Leslie Duncan.
Okay. And her phone number?
Oh, let's see. I don't know about her number by heart.
Me neither.
It's 334-544-2199.
Perfect. And the relationship?
My sister.
Sister. And it is okay if we call her in case we can't get a hold of you?
Yeah.
Alrighty. Now, I do just want to verify this information. Just want to make sure my spelling and everything like that is accurate. Now, let me go here. Alrighty, now you were diagnosed May in 2022. You submitted at the 5532 Goodwick Way, Northwest in Norcross, Georgia, 30071. You sprayed it for about 9 years. You spell your name K-E-N-N-E-T-H, last name D-U-N-C-A-N. Your date of birth is 8/9/86, social 505-17-1788. Your email address is firstnamelastname447@gmail.com. You spread it about 2 times a month. You started in 2013, stopped in 2022. Let's see here. And then you were between the ages of 18 and 80 at the time of your diagnosis. You were seen by Dr. Williams. That's at the Northside Hospital at the 1000 Johnson Ferry Road, Northeast Atlanta, Georgia, 30342. And then your current property address is 1236 The Falls Parkway in Duluth, Georgia, 30096. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes.
All righty. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Doctor who?
DocuSign.
Oh, DocuSign, yeah.
Perfect. And then I just want to make sure I ask you this. You are willing to affirm under penalty I'm not signing any documents, right?
Oh, say it again.
You are willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents, correct?
Yes.
Gotcha. And you never had Epstein-Barr lupus either, correct?
Did I have what?
You never had Epstein-Barr or lupus?
No.
Correct. All right, perfect. So I'm sending you over the DocuSign now. It's going to come from a it's going to say Harold King, Mass Tort Strategies. You should have just got that. It's going to go to your text messages and your email. So whatever's easier for you to open it up.
Okay, Harold King.
Yep. And then I'm going to send you a separate text with the law firm's information.
Okay, so you're done signing. You may download and print using the icons above.
Perfect. Yep, I just got them back. So if you would like, you know, you can always download those just for future reference. But yeah, so how this is going to work, I'm going to send these documents up to the law firm. The law firm you're working with is Pulaski Law Group. And so they're going to take a look at the documents, make sure everything is within the guidelines. They'll then call you within 7 business days, so sometime next week. And they'll call you using that 909 number I sent to your text message as well. During that phone call, they'll verify the information one last time, make sure everything, you know, is accurate, make sure you still, you know, want to move forward. And then at that moment, you know, everything goes well, they'll be able to actually legally represent you and actually start to request the medical records from the hospital.
Okay.
Do you have any questions, comments, concerns for me?
No, that's all.
Alrighty, Kenneth. Well, I do appreciate it. Save me in your phone, that 949 number, that's my direct line. So if I do need anything from you, you know, in the future, you know, it's me calling you, right?
Yeah.
Alrighty, Kenneth. Well, I do appreciate it. So you have a blessed rest of your day, all right?
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.